Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm breaking down Iran, really turning up the rhetoric about blowing up Tel Aviv, showing simulated videos of missile attacks on Tel Aviv, showing simulated attacks on U.S. aircraft carriers out in the Gulf, out in the Persian Gulf, the Strait of Hormuz. I mean, this is really war provocation. And you had the Iranian Supreme Military Commander, you guys print me that again last week, saying we have sleeper cells inside the U.S. and have asymmetrical warfare, which we know. And the globalists, by the way, would like to have a major war. They would like to be able to nuke Iran. So what is Iran doing? At a higher level, there's double dealing. The Navy wants to get its ships expanded, and that funding's coming up in about a month. The debate's going on right now here in the U.S. Iran wants to be able to keep the fear going. Or the mullahs are 70%+ in major studies, you can look them up, unpopular. Iran, half their population is under 30, and it's accelerating. They want rock and roll and porno movies, folks. I mean, let's just get down to the truth here. And the point is they really don't like the mullahs, okay? So that's what's going on. And I'm not even saying it's good to want Western culture, but the point is the mullahs are very unpopular, so they want to have more war rhetoric. They don't want the fighting to end. The West doesn't want the fighting to end. Israel's going to be able to use this as a political fodder, but it's too dangerous, folks. That's why the Joint Chiefs would not, told Obama, A, the military knows it's wrong. B, we don't like funding al-Qaeda. Everybody's going public. We are not going to be part of an open air war against Syria. People know the Christians are being persecuted. It's very evil to kick out Assad, who's not doing anything and who's democratizing slowly but surely, and then put al-Qaeda in. I mean, no, we're going to totally lose our soft power here. Just from a corrupt point of view, this is very discrediting. And what happens when these al-Qaeda people get all those surface-to-air missiles they've gotten from Benghazi and other areas? Well, the Israeli top generals on the record last week, Jerusalem Post, saying they're going to attack Europe and the United States and Israel with them. Because they're not controlled by the West. They're turned loose, folks, like letting King Kong go in a China shop or a bull loose in a China shop. And that's what's going on. And then the globalists, the big bankers and the rest of them, they sit back and manipulate and control the chaos because they run the system. So the bigger the war, the no-bid contracts flow. The bigger the war, the more power they get, the more right they can take. Meanwhile, you're destroying competition, destroying our society, threatening World War III. Stop it! You people are bad for business, short-term, mid-term, long-term. Just from a prospectus, if I was a globalist, I would not be acting like you people are. You people can't even run nuclear reactors properly. They're leaking everywhere, 91% of them. You people have become delusional. You're lazy. You're control freaks. You're idiots. You have old scores to settle with Western culture you want to destroy. The globalists have hated Western culture that has made them powerful for hundreds of years. They hate the uppiness of it. They hate the Renaissance. They hate people being free. They want to get rid of it because they always have to contend with it. Well, I'm sorry you've got to contend with competition. I'm sorry you've got to contend with innovation. I'm sorry you've got to contend with that, okay? But you do have to contend with it. And I would tell the establishment, stop trying to blow the engine of progress. You people will only bring yourselves down. You cannot bring others down and then not end up having it come back on you. You cannot win at this scenario. If you had wisdom instead of just smarts, you would look 10 steps down, not 3 steps down. You would see where this is leading and you would turn back now. So Iran wants political diversion. So does the West. It's a huge provocation. Iran, don't miscalculate and think Israel won't just nuke you. And there's, of course, it's so fashionable to hate Israel. Folks, all these countries are run by the same type of people. Come on. Stop being naive chumps out there. These wars let bad people run all these countries. That's why bad people animate things. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I don't talk about Matt Drudge every day on the radio because DrudgeReport.com links to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I talk about Matt Drudge probably every day because you can't cover the news and not talk about Matt Drudge and his great team over there that are like updating every 2 minutes now. Just stories I can't even keep track of at all. It's like a radio wonderland dream. I've got like 200 articles here I should cover. Problem is I'll go into one of them and go off on a 10-hour jag and not give the phone number out and take your calls. But getting back into the Clintons and Clinton running around raising money off poor black kids and keeping almost all of it for his fleet of jets and houses, and Hillary and all her crimes, not just Benghazi and all the new stuff, but all the things they did. I was a talk show host from 95 when Clinton had only been in for 2 years, right through 2000 when he left office. And I covered him 6 days a week. Because back then I did Saturdays and 5 days a week, weekdays and then Saturdays. I thought it was natural to go back 6-7 years ago to doing a Sunday show because I already always done a weekend show. Like, sometimes I did 7 days a week because if other hosts wanted me to fill in, I wanted to get on air. I wanted to talk about the New World Order. I wanted to warn people. Nobody was talking about this back then, except places like Drudge Report, because they would cover Big Brother and things that were coming. You could kind of see the libertarian pro-freedom, you know, ideas even then on the Drudge Report. And Drudge Report would link to a WorldNet Daily article that I was in and took photos for. So I guess I was on the Drudge Report way back in the mid-90s, like 97, 98, when black helicopters would, you know, come in and blow up buildings they'd secretly leased to terrorize the public and have psychological warfare people there gauging what Americans would do. You know, I was breaking stuff like that. WorldNet Daily would pick it up. My website didn't look professional enough, you know, to even be linked to, but they would pick up my article and my photos of WorldNet Daily. He'd link to that. So that's the kind of stuff that Jay Leno talked about as well, about black helicopters in our report, because it was pretty darn interesting. They were crashing in Houston and blowing stuff up in Kingsville and tried to bribe the police chief and then took our video at gunpoint, and that made the news. I mean, and the media would go, look at this crazy guy in Texas. He thinks black helicopters are after him. Except here's Jay Leno. I can't do a good imitation. Except there's one thing that's funny. It really did happen. Yeah. But the issue is that the Hillary papers, to give you an example of what independent free press could do, back in the mid-90s, 95, 96, when Drudge was rising, and before that, when he had his online newsletter, email, no one was doing what he was doing, which was just real news hound stuff that people were doing 50 years before, 100 years before the hundreds of independent newspapers got bought up by the big four. And he was just, well, this looks interesting, this little piece of news that nobody's covering, or this piece of news I got sent, or this little local story. He was decompartmentalizing. Because, I mean, 20 years ago, folks, if somebody in a town shot a burglar coming in their house, the national news would never cover that. Or if an abortion doctor got arrested for being a Satanist and eating dead babies, you know, stories like that in the mid-90s, that would never be a national story because they wouldn't cover it nationally. So that's what I've been able to do after Drudge did it, but soon after, was cover news globally, just whatever I thought was interesting, whatever I thought exposed tyranny or promoted liberty. I would just, as a natural free will person with no agenda but freedom, report how I saw things, give my take on things, and really just report the truth of what was going on. No formal training. And Drudge, I don't think, has any formal training. And that's why it was so much better, was because the system is there to basically train you how to conform to their control paradigm that is a micromanaging system. I would liken it to the new Lego movie that has an excellent message. And I literally had three people, when I walked out separately, say, I thought you made this movie. I can't believe this. And I'm like, no, I didn't make this movie. People that want freedom made this movie and got it out. And now that all of Hollywood is rebelling at every level, they're having trouble putting their message out. Plus, all their anti-freedom movies don't make money now. The revolution's on, folks, but side issue. Everywhere I look at stuff, because I track the news that Drudge made end up happening. And there's other huge websites out there, but they don't know how to make a story big because they don't know how to pick stories that are really big. Drudge knows when something's important. That's why it becomes big, because it deserves to be big. Guaranteed the same reason Drudge links to us all the time, because the stories are not being reported by others, and we're breaking it, and we're credible. We make occasional mistakes, and we own up to it, and we do, but we're trying to tell the truth, so we're on the Drudge Report routinely. And then I'm just here reading out of the Washington Free Beacon. This has come out of the archive of Hillary papers that no one else will report on but the Washington Beacon. So now it's on Drudge, and now the media will be forced to cover it. And it's so good to not be able to have them ignore us. It's so good to not have these crooks be able to suppress us anymore. And guess what? It turns out that in May of 1992, Stan Greenberg and Celinda Lake, top pollsters for Bill Clinton's presidential campaign, issued a confidential memo. The memo's subject was research on Hillary Clinton. And guess who they were worried about? Their conclusion was voters find slick in Bill Clinton, they find ruthless in Hillary. Fast forward to the mid-90s, they were circulating memos about Matt Drudge saying, do we take Matt Drudge seriously? 6 months later, Drudge would break the story of an affair between Clinton and 22-year-old White House intern Monica Lewinsky, setting in motion the events that would lead to the president's impeachment. And then it goes into it up here. It was the reports of him raping women, which he settled these cases, by the way. You don't settle stuff you didn't do. in almost every case. Sometimes people do, but in Clinton's case, it happened over and over and over and over again. And I remember all these. This was in the Clinton Chronicles. It was coming out about Tyson Foods, the payoffs, Cattlegate, all of it. And Drudge would simply find these reports regionally, post links to them, or if the newspaper didn't even have a site, he would just write a blurb about what was in that local paper. And then, it totally shook up Clinton and almost shot down their disgusting dynasty. And then it goes over in this report just all the horrible things they did in the Hillary papers to try to suppress the press and anybody that would dare challenge the Clintonistas. And listen, there's a lot of bad people in Washington. But, I mean, the Clintons, you know, I'm sick of looking at them. I'm tired of them. They're disgusting. I think it was CJ said that, and I think he's right, he bets Bill Clinton dies, that they kill him, claim he had a heart attack or something when Hillary starts to run, just because they're not going to want him as a political diversion and the sympathy factor. Message to Bill Clinton. You already look like a reanimated corpse walking around from all the drugs you've used and the 10,000 women you've had sex with. God knows how many diseases you've got, you rapist. Message to you. I bet you better watch your six, because they're going to want that sympathy vote. And I think you're right. I think they'll try to kill Bill Clinton. I really want to talk about that on air, CJ. Turn your mic on. Because we got a lot of CJs. We got Chris Jordan. We got CJ. We got we call some people Mo around here. It's just, you know, just because we got so many. We got three CJs or something.
There's plenty of us.
So why do you think that, for the sympathy vote?
Well, I think she's the obvious candidate because it's what the media is building up. And I think that's the easiest way to usher him in, or to usher her in, is to get the sympathy vote. That way it's plausible, and the machines do the voting anyhow.
That's right. But America, and it's the first woman. Why are you against women, Alex? Turn your guns in. Except by then, Obamacare will be four times more expensive than the previous. Except four times over. Except turning your guns in. Except five-year-olds being taught to dress like girls and the girls like boys. Except forced inoculations. Why do you hate women, Alex? Why do you hate... CJ, why do you hate women to say something like that? I mean, she's a known lying criminal witch that sold out her missile secrets to China and undoubtedly was involved in the murder of Vince Foster and covers up for the serial rapist Bill Clinton, and they steal pension funds everywhere they're involved. They're total criminals. What? Just support Hillary. Be trendy. You want a bumper sticker for Hillary, buddy?
Sure. And Michelle and for Chelsea.
Now, you better like Michelle, pal. You better think she's beautiful because the news media said it. Doesn't matter if she looks like a reanimated vampire snapping turtle. I mean, that woman's like a crazed demon. I mean, bow down to Michelle Obama. I'm going to do it right now.
All right, Obama.
I think Michelle Obama is the sexiest, coolest, most powerful woman I've ever seen. And the only reason I said those things about her earlier is because I'm jealous of her. Man, even when I'm joking, lying feels bad. Literally, I just felt ill, and my high on life just went down like 20 points. I apologize. I shouldn't even be sarcastic. Ugh! Disgusting. Look at Hillary on Drudge Report right now. Just literally, we're ruled by this sickening, manipulative crone. And if we just admitted she was evil and a con artist and a sickening snake and just rejected her. You know, when she was in the car going in to meet with Obama at Bilderberg during the election in 2008, and the Secret Service held up the MP5. The Secret Service guy looked like a little boy, like he was 25. He had his tie on and everything, and he lifted it up like it was going to scare me, like, ooh. And I'm standing there protesting with a bullhorn in my hand, doing nothing. And like, we're wearing suits, and we're with the government and have earpieces, and look at my gun. Look at my soul, how much bigger it is than yours. Look at how much more honorable and manly I am than you, little boy. You think I'm afraid of your little gun? Strike me down right now, fool, and I will literally become 1,000 times bigger, moron. Beating tyranny is what it's all about. Securing the future for humanity is what it's all about. Little boy in your tie with your earpiece, talking to yourself, walking over trying to intimidate us. The Marines they had flipping us off, trying to set us up, trying to intimidate us. You're a bunch of cowards. You got to be ashamed of yourselves. It'd be one thing if you were guarding these crooks and did it, but to enjoy it and act like we're the enemy because we want to expose a secret meeting that none of the horror press would cover. You know who did cover that 98 meeting? The Drudge Report. And So that's why I love the Drudge Report, because of the courage. And believe me, there is a lot of courage to do this. I get harassed. I guarantee you Drudge does as well. It doesn't matter. Doing the right thing is what it's all about.
Attention gun owners. It's reasonable to assume that at some point you may need to defend your family from an armed attack. But is it reasonable to mount a defense without a strong offense? Infidel Body Armor goes on in seconds. Is civilian legal in all 50 states. Is 100% made in the USA. Is veteran owned and ships next business day for free. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Do you know about the NSA loophole? Or maybe you think your law-abiding ways are too boring for them to care about you. Tell that to the Virginia farmer who was audited by the IRS because of her Tea Party activities. Or the Texas man who woke up to a SWAT team raid because of online comments he had made about his gun collection. No, God-fearing Americans like you are in the crosshairs. Learn how to drop off the government's radar and get off the grid at privacylockdown.com. That's privacylockdown.com.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table, and the results are on record. Reports documented a 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You'll find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
About a lucky man who made the grade. And though the news was rather sad, well, I just had to laugh.
I saw the photograph.
I saw the photograph.
He blew his mind out.
He blew his mind out in a car. Didn't notice that the lights had
change.
That's the good Beatles.
A crowd of people stood and stared. They'd seen his face before. Nobody was really sure he was from the house of
law. All right, let's get into this new breaking news. This story is going up on Infowars.com. Where did I find it? DrudgeReport.com. Who broke this 17, 18 years ago? Who's continued to break this even 5, 6 years ago and nobody would believe us? Now it's mainstream news. See, they don't want us to have a debate about this until they roll it out so that so their PR can be ready. With the PSYOPs, we have to expose it beforehand so then when it surfaces, people know that it has negative connotations. Now it's in Forbes, now it's in Reuters, now it's in Stars and Stripes, now it's in Army Times, now it's in all the major training manuals. Who is the number one enemy of the U.S. military domestically? Returning veterans, number one. Then gun owners, all gun owners. Then conservatives, libertarians, evangelical Christians. This is the latest 52nd Civil Support Team, WMD. And they use that as the front. They use the bomb disposal guys. I'm decompartmentalizing them right now. They already know this. We got secret documents, as you know, in my film, The Takeover. We have them. By the grace of God, classified documents fell into our hands. The FBI got screwed up, or maybe did it on purpose and handed it to us on video at the military checkpoint on I-35 in Temple, Texas, but technically Belton. The point is that I'm just giving you data on this right now, ladies and gentlemen. They have been training since the days of Bill Clinton 24/7 to go after mayors. Members of the legislature, they're going to kill all the real libertarians and people and all the real conservatives. And people like Jerry Patterson, who's a good guy, better grow up and realize all this. Because we've proven it all. I'm talking about here in Texas. We've proven they've got the military trained to go after. Now, the bomb disposal guys, they aren't. They're the front to make first contact with the military and police. And, oh, it's bomb disposal, but you got to keep it secret. By the way, we're here to help you with SWAT team raids, especially with right-wingers. We've got special units, and it turns out the special units many times now are actually contractors in unmarked U.S. military uniforms. And what you just got is highly classified, not even on paper, what I just told you. Believe me, that's why the Pentagon listens. They know I know what I'm talking about. Of course, I've been doing this 19 years. It'll be 19 years in 3 months. 19 years almost. I've been doing this when no one else would. So I have all the data. I have all the intel. I've got all the pieces. Nothing special. You would know this, too, if you've been doing it 18-plus years. You've been watching baseball for 18 years. You know about baseball, don't you? I know about this. They keep everybody else compartmentalized. Well, here it is. Here's the headline. Remember 3 years ago we broke this and got the colonel on when they were doing gun confiscation in Ohio, drills of door-to-door and raiding the gun shop? And then it became a national news story, and the colonel came on and tried to deny it, even though he was in earlier local Arcadia. That was in Iowa, actually. Articles about the gun confiscation. Here it is. Oh, this is brand new. Out of Media Trackers. Ohio National Guard training envisions right-wing terrorism. Translate that. Military expands training for war with domestic groups. Or headline should be, establishment prepares to stage false flags and blame liberty movement. Because that's all this is yes, the libertarian veteran gun owners are going to blow everything up and they're going to kill everybody. No, you're going to blow up a major city or something like that and blame it on us and start a purge. And then there's going to be a shooting war. And you want to get all the cops and military ready. Oh, you mean that they said that the Patriots was gonna work with Al-Qaeda and the Nuka City and the I guess Obama was right. And then once it all happens and starts, because Foghorn and Leghorn of the media is like, I see there. You know, because Chucky Schumer's up there going, I see the right wing gonna blow stuff up there, boy. Gee, Dad, that looks like a cat. No, that's a... No, that's a rooster over there. That's not as good. Roosters are black. They have fur on them. I mean, they are. Look, I say, the liberty movement is working with Al-Qaeda. So when we come back, I'm going to tell you all about this as they accelerate the Civil War plan. How wonderful! And then they can purge everybody, and then you really will have FEMA camps. And let me tell the military and police something. You're not stupid. There will be a civil war if this happens, and you are going to die.
On the march. The Empire's on the run.
I mean, it's a guarantee.
Alex
Jones, by the way, that's the plan. This is meant to wipe you out. This is meant to wipe you out, then bring in I-4.
You've heard about Numana, true American pioneers in healthy, GMO-free storable foods. Great-tasting meals with no MSG, soy, or chemical preservatives. No high-fructose corn syrup or aspartame, and gluten-free options. Plus, superior 25-year shelf life and good enough to eat now.
But have you heard this?
Numana is so confident in our quality and taste, we'll give you $50 just to try it out. Call 888-597-0775 or use coupon code RADIO at checkout. GMOfreefoodstorage.com. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you concerned about legislation that could take away your guns? If you're looking for the best solution that can comfortably fit in any pocket, TheUltimateKnife.com has that solution. It utilizes the patented Emerson Waved feature that deploys faster than a handgun, and the contoured handle fits your hand perfectly, like a glove. Plus, the unique ring feature allows for lightning-fast one-handed deployments without having to take your eye off the target. If you're looking for the fastest one-handed deployable defense knife, it's waiting for you at TheUltimateKnife.com. TheUltimateKnife.com. Spend some time checking out all our free training videos to see for yourself why this is truly the most ultimate knife you'll ever own. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price. Only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. TheUltimateKnife.com.
Torches of wisdom. So we have even right there.
Excuse me.
This is an emergency transmission from FEMA Region 6 in occupied North America.
John has a long mustache. The chair is against the wall.
There is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
And we are broadcasting worldwide from FEMA Region 6. FEMA Region 6 over. Thank you for joining us. So here's the deal. You can like cowards, just stay in the matrix and keep watching your football and go along with it when they start blowing stuff up and showing dead children and saying the Liberty Movement did it. Remember they arrested Atari militia after 2 years of trying to get them going to gun shows and stuff to talk about killing feds, and they went, well, I guess they go, well, if the UN takes over, the FBI is just going and starts killing people, what do we do? He goes, I guess we'll have to organize and defend America. We'll have to fight back. And the FBI arrested them for saying if the UN comes in, and if they're set up FEMA operations and start putting people in FEMA camps and killing them, what do we have to do? Well, I guess we'll have to fight back. Why do you keep asking me that? I just hope it doesn't get there. And then they wanted to put those people in jail. I mean, I'll say that. I'm not going to a FEMA camp. I'm not putting up You're not going to teach my five-year-old how to have anal sex. I'm sorry, you pervert scum. It's over. And I want to tell the police and everybody else that are on power trips, and I'm not saying all the police, but the ones that have been trained, that you're God. You're going to find out who God is, and it's called reality. If the Civil War starts and 1% of the 170 million it's grown, gun owners fights back, that is 1.7 million combatants. And most of them are former military who know they've been DU'd, know they've been screwed over, shot up. Man, some of them want to kill people, and you know that. And a lot of them don't want to do it, but once they start, man, I mean, whoo, whoa. I mean, you idiots take somebody like me out or Ron Paul or start arresting folks, I mean, you're going to be dead. And by the way, listen to me. I don't look forward to that. I don't want you to die. I want you to live old, and I want you to have long days, pleasant nights, and live long and prosper. But let me, as Spock says, let me tell you something. This is the ultimate globalist plan, and it is on the drawing board, on record. And I've confirmed this with top-level brass. Most of them have been purged, but the point is that they think they can win a civil war, and they've done the computer war games, and they think they know that they're incredibly wrong. They think there'll be a year to two war, breakdown of a lot of essential services. They're going to harden the main cities. They're already doing that, and then kind of have a war against the rural areas, and then pose as saviors and create a ratting out process, kind of turning all of America into a giant re-education camp. And then they plan to release soft plagues to debilitate folks. It's already going on. It's going to be bad. I mean, and by the way, they're going to go for broke. And the military and police that work with them will be given real inoculations that are going to protect you and your family from what's released. But when they're telling you, oh, sorry, the general public can't have it because there's not enough, remember that's a soft kill during the Civil War. The Civil War will be accompanied with bioweapons. I want you to understand that, okay? And it's just unbelievable. And a lot of military and police are going to go along with it just so they get the treatments. They thought all this out. I don't even like talking about this on air. And believe me, the NSA is freaking out right now that I just said that on air. Let me continue. By the grace of God, am I still alive here? And they're not ready to start the Civil War yet. Now, I've told the story a lot of times about deer hunting when I was a kid. We'd see a good-sized buck come out chasing some doe, and my dad would say, you know what, wait, there's going to be a bigger one if you want a trophy, usually coming out in about a minute or two. He'll let that young, dumb one come out. He's watching. And then he said, get your guns up, get ready. And then here would come a big buck running right out after the other one. That's the same deal. They don't want to take me down until they are ready to take the whole deal down. Here's how it'll work. City gets nuked. They say Liberty Movement does it. I will be hit simultaneously or right before they do that. You'll never even hear I've been taken out. You just won't hear about me anymore. It'll be simultaneous or right before. They roll up a bunch of their fake terror networks right before 9/11. The day before, September 10th into the 11th, they were already rolling them up to keep their mouth shut that they knew it was really an inside job. They were rolling up any witnesses the day before. Well, it goes the same for resistance. Ron Paul will either be told, shut up or you're dead. They're not going to trust him. He'll have a stroke or a heart attack. Or the gas man you'll hear is blown up at his house. I'll be dead. They'll send in their best Merc hit teams up front. And they will kill people like Judge Napolitano, you name it. Anybody they see as a leader, anybody they think can resist and organize people. Then they're going to roll out in phase two, preachers and local leaders and authors and everybody they always had a score with. They're going to go after everybody. They're going to go into the Libertarian Party and other groups and say, look, you get with the program and do what we say, or you're going to be arrested as well for connection to the nuking of X city. Then the bioweapon. It's like, oh, the illness. It's, you know, it's spreading. It'll kill a couple million probably in the first couple months. The fear, but don't worry, we're trying to get the vaccine. It's the people that didn't take the vaccine. They caused the whooping cough to mutate, something like that. And that's why it's killing everyone, this super pneumonia. It's the fault of the non-vaccinators. They're the reason Trichon 7 is, you know, out or whatever, and our scientists have proven it. And then it's just going to be hell on earth. And I would guess, because enough people know the game plan, I would say a third of the police in the U.S. will be killed in the first year. And I would say it'll be like World War II level. You'll have hundreds of thousands of U.S. military will be wiped out, which is great. The globalists love that. It'll be terrible for those of us that care about the military. And then they'll bring in the stabilization force, Canada, Mexico first, it's on paper, to help during the attack. I mean, thank God they were here to help. And then the European troops are going to pour in. Then the UN troops, the whole nine yards. I mean, it is just going to be Saudi Arabian, Pakistani, whole world ganged up. Chinese are going to land in California. Troop-carrying ships, they've already been given the whole Pacific. They've already been given the entire Caribbean, all pre-placed on record. And we're going to face a million Chi-Coms. It's just unbelievable how horrible it's going to be. And all of you just got organic wargaming right there. I mean, and that's, by the way, that's the plan. But first, they want to wipe out the military police in the first year, in the first wave, and identify who won't play ball. So go ahead. Play ball. Get your vaccine. You're being watched the whole time. You will be absorbed down the road. And it's going to be high cotton for you guys for a while, though. Raping, pillaging, killing, all you bad guys that work for the system, you're going to have a lot of fun. Except all the former Special Forces people are going to be killing you 24/7. And that's another thing you've got to understand is the minute the nuke detonates, or you hear a bioweapon's been released in New York and people are dying in like 12 hours, the minute you hear that, and it may be some false alarms, you've got to bug out immediately. No cell phone tracker communications, you know that. You've got to immediately pull out, because when they wipe out people like myself, they're then going to wipe out former military leaders. They're going to wipe out special forces type commanders who they're afraid, who they've been tracking, that they know could lead a resistance. So let me go over this for you. They're going to go after media leadership, military leadership. They're going to have a congressional leadership. They're going to kill people in Congress. They're going to kill and arrest members of the media. And it's going to be bad. And, this is what's got to happen. It's what's got to happen. Just know this. We've got the jump on them big time because of all the human intelligence we've had for 50 years of the Patriots. They wanted to try this stuff in the 70s, the 80s, the 90s. They've tried it over and over again, but I'm here to tell you, it looks like they're getting ready to try it. This is the biggest attack formation we've ever seen, and they look like they're going live with this. Now, all I'm telling you is just get ready. And believe me, you may think you've served the system your whole life. They've already got your psychological profile. They know you're not evil. If you're not evil, they're going to kill you. Do you understand that? It's like oil and water, folks. It don't mix. You understand that? So you want to be part of something really evil, all you that like evil? You're going to really get a big taste of it, just like Germany did. 20 million dead at the end of that little escapade over 5 years. I mean, you want front row tickets to Armageddon, you're going to get them. Hardcore communist, collectivist, socialist, run by foreign banks, having their way. They want pure power to line up and torture and kill whoever they want. And they've got all their collaborators at every major city. And I would just tell people this. Use your brain. The police and military, even if they're brainwashed and even if they're firing on you, you want to stay out of their way. Remember who collaborated politically, economically, culturally. Remember who collaborated, who runs things. Who runs things? That's the enemy. Now, also, another sign, you're going to see top people fleeing the country right before this happens. And they've already been doing it for a while because they're so jittery when they've been letting on these plans. And by the way, these mayors that are in meetings with Bloomberg, they're going, you're really registering to take them? And they're all, yes, we are. I mean, those mayors, I was for registering to actually try to stop crime. You're going, I'm not going to be part of this. 50 mayors just exited. 50 mayors. See, folks, I've told you I've held back information for years. But now's the time for you to really start hearing what I think is really going on. And unfortunately, it is what's going on. I'm not wrong. This is not my opinion. I have 95% of the data confirming everything I've said. The puzzle's almost put together here. That's why I just get absolute chills every time I think about it and act so wild on air. Because this for me is just like absolutely risking my life, putting myself completely out there against this enemy. And I've studied this enemy so much. I know this enemy. And it just makes me sick to think about what they're going to do to people once they get control. And so I try to just get aggressive and angry instead of crying, folks, because, my God, this evil we're facing is just unbelievable. There it is, 50 of Bloomberg's mayors bailed over gun confiscation agenda. I would say that's a good headline, but it's just so horrible there's no way to describe it properly. 50 of Bloomberg's mayors quit. That might be B, but quit over gun confiscation plan that leaked. What's the best headline? Yeah, 50 of Bloomberg's mayors, well, they quit the group. So when you say technically, as long as you explain that, 50 of Bloomberg's mayors quit after gun confiscation plan leaked. That's the headline. Let's change it to that. 50 of Bloomberg's mayors quit. They quit his group and put that in the subheadline or whatever. New York mayor warns that group promotes confiscation of guns and from law-abiding citizens. That's an excellent subheadline. The point is 50 of Bloomberg's mayors quit after gun after nationwide gun confiscation plans leaked. You want a short headline, but let me think about that. I need to crystallize it. Matt Drudge was here. You can tell me how to do it. Or maybe Joseph Farrell. Let me throw another one. 50. Because, I mean, how do you crystallize this evil? 50. Put the headline back up here. 50. Oh, I see it there. 50. Thanks. 50 of Bloomberg's mayors quit. That's the group, but they'll read that in the article. 50 of Bloomberg's. That's what it is. They're in his group, so they quit. 50 of Bloomberg's mayors quit after gun confiscation plan leaked. That's it. After gun confiscation plan leaked. And, folks, this is the new article with all the intel, all the data. David Knight's report on this last night. All of it right now. Ready at InfoWars.com. At InfoWars.com. At InfoWars.com. And it's been tweeted out at Real Alex Jones. Retweeted immediately. And we're going to add to that some of the videos where they say they're going to confiscate the guns and of course, the mayor pro team in Austin saying, oh, the plan is to register and confiscate. So that's key data of their deception and their evil. Now, here's the article. This is out of WASZ News Channel 3. Mock disaster training exercise in Scoto County. Is that right? Socio. And it goes on to say the Army National Guard responds to the school being attacked. A dead science teacher, weapons of mass destruction, first responders in hazmat suits at the Ohio Army National Guard. They had to counter the right wing. Don't forget there's such a thing as domestic terrorism, they go on, as they practice taking on two school employees who are disgruntled over the government's interpretation of the Second Amendment, plot to use chemical, biological, and radiological agents against members of the community. That's right. The gun owner. See, the headline on this should be military trains to fight gun owners, or military runs PSYOP to military cast gun owners as enemy. See, that's what we really need to do is decipher the bull. I've told you, every federal grant I've seen that goes back 20 years for these shooting drills is the local, you know, homeschooling group attacks and murders the children in the drill. The children who they actually put in the drill without asking beg for their lives and mommy. Blow up a bus that's been donated so that we can scare them more. In this drill, it's a land rights conservative group is going to attack the police station. In this drill, gun owners are going to attack the school. Right here, WASZ. And then even though the article that's breaking national news, I'm not criticizing it, is Ohio National Guard training envisions right-wing terrorism. No, it doesn't. The military is training in drills all over the country with police, casting gun owners as people that are going to kill everyone, so that when the black op teams go out and commit a bunch of false flags, they can come kill me. You understand how close this is getting? And then you cops get to have a civil war with 100 million gun owners plus. You think that's a fun job? Who's your friend? I'm your friend, and you better be my friend, and you better get religion right now and figure out this takeover, or they're going to do it. Colin Watson right now. I want an article on this. I mean, that's just making me sick. It's making me sick. Making me sick how obvious this is. We got criminals running the country. They're going to blow stuff up and kill kids and blame us. I've told you over and over again. They're going to shoot up schools and blame them on the Liberty Movement. And then they might even nuke a city or blow up the power grid or release a bioweapon and say we did it. I'm telling you, whatever happens, they're going to blame us because we're the people in opposition to their evil. Teaching kids 2 plus 2 equals 5, trying to screw their little brains up. And I tell you, you're going to find out who your friends are in all this. A lot of people are cowards out there and are, you know, bailing out of the Liberty Movement because they see how real it is now. It isn't just some group or club they're in. But a lot of people, we didn't even think were our friends are our friends now because they realize how serious this is. We only stop this by being bold. You're only going to stop this by speaking out. You're only going to stop this by admit it's going on. But we don't have time to screw around. Hey, look around you, folks, wherever you're listening to this show. There's no secret team out there going to save you. Look around you. There's no other group out there. You're all we got, and that's a lot if you knew how much power you had. But I read these reports where they train, and now they've gone operational in the news. They haven't been doing that in the last 15, 20 years. This has been going on for a while, but now almost every operation is gun owners attacking the mall, gun owners attacking the supermarket, gun owners attacking the church. And they get the churches involved, and they all walk around with a little preacher, you know, who's probably, you know, turning tricks with you know, people down the street. And the point is, you know, in total twinkle toes, and they get them up there and have the parishioners practice the right-wing attack on the church. It's unbelievable. And then they believe it. Oh, the right wing's going to, the gun owners are going to attack the school. The gun owners. Lowest crime rate out there. The libertarian conservatives. Lowest crime rate. Everybody knows that. We're going to bioweapon attack the Ohio town.
Nobel Prize winner Alexis Carroll, cell biology researcher, discovered a detoxified and nourished cell lives in a state of eternal youth. Clean cells will result in improved energy, mood, blood sugar, liver function, and skin health. Also, you can lose fat and keep or gain muscle and reduce or eliminate inflammation and more. To discover how to detoxify and nourish the 100 trillion cells of your body, call this free recorded message at 866-844-1047. That's 866-844-1047.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your
top
life.
Story on InfoWars.com.
Get up, stand up.
50 of Bloomberg's mayors bail over gun confiscation agenda.
Get up, stand up.
That is a huge, huge story. 50 of them bail after gun confiscation plan leaked. The headline has now been upgraded. 50 of Bloomberg's mayors quit after gun confiscation plan leaked. That is so huge. And I didn't even get into the TSA ripping diapers off people with colostomy bags who've had surgery. That's a big story up at drugreport.com. I didn't even get into... Notice they're saying Ohio teachers are going to bioweapon and nerve gas the school because they're mad that the Second Amendment's being trampled and the definition being changed. Here's Loblog. Supreme Court asked to clarify what it means to bear arms, changing the word to mean a bear, like a bear in the woods. I'm not kidding. This is the Supreme Court hearing it right now. You might think the question would be settled by now, but no, it's been brought forward. They're not playing games, ladies and gentlemen. They're going for broke. We have to be aware of their plans. How do you take America over? Fund Al-Qaeda? Let them attack us? Set up a police state to counter the people you publicly are in control of? Because they're offshore globalists. How excited would you get if you found out America was run by offshore ruthless corporations involved in a total corporate takeover, funding the destruction of the nation, all your basic liberties, funding terror groups, and preparing to persecute and purge veterans, gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, and evangelical Christians? What would you do if you learned that? Well, it's in the news now, what we told you years ago, that they say it's terrorism to be an evangelical Christian or in the Tea Party. Don't be part of it or you'll be court-martialed. This is Soviet-type activity. They're trying. And you're like, well, they're not going to get away with it. Oh, when they blow up some schools and some shopping malls, or release bioweapons or all of it together or nuke a city and blame it on us, they're going to try. And the average coward in the government's going to go ahead and go along with it. And folks, if you go along with it at that key juncture, it's over. These people really want to hurt America. They really do hate America. They really do hate the idea of freedom. And they conquer us fully. They conquer the world. And all you mainline Republicans that are trying to work with the Democrats to shut down the Tea Party, you're suicidal. Not just for the party, for yourselves. You are nuts. You are crazy. 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 I mean, I just cannot believe how real this is and that it's all really happening. And I see articles every couple days where they're training where gun owners are going to attack schools. That's never happened because they're gun owners. Pro-Second Amendment people, I know them, I'm one of them, are the most neurotically law-abiding, good, squared, put-together people. It's all I hang out with. All I hang out with is gun owners and liberty lovers and my fellow Texans and veterans. I just love all my veteran friends. If I call them at 2 a.m. and say, come help me, my truck, you know, they get up and come help me. All these trendies wouldn't help you. You know, and of course, that's who the enemy wants to come after. It doesn't matter if the military's been used for evil stuff. They hate these people because on average, they're good people. And they, how beautiful. They want us all to kill each other in a civil war. Let me tell you, the word's out. You're not going to get away with that plan. But imagine how desperate you'd be if you knew the plan and you knew you were right and you've got their whole battle plan from the deep research. It's all right there. And now it's all getting ready to go operational. I mean, I'm running around like a chicken with my head cut off. I could sit up here and be real calm and say, this is clearly a plan to demonize the liberty movement ahead of a provocation to come after us. But it's God-given natural thing that I'm obnoxious and like this to get people out of their trance. I don't do this on purpose. I can't control myself because this is a normal activity, folks. I mean, I literally, during the show, am ready to get in a fight because that's what it is. I'm here talking about this enemy running all over us, getting ready to do horrible things in our name and set us up. Like you've never before, spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and anybody else who promotes liberty. Stand together, speak out, get ready, and warn everyone of stage false flags to be blamed on the liberty movement. This is real. Nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock. We'll cover all this in detail. PrisonPlanet.tv. Thank you all for being members of PrisonPlanet.tv. Thank all our stations, our listeners. God bless you. Ah!
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Live Fluoride Shield formula.
formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.